have a good time. Put a smile on your face, yeah. KBKM and Elation Radio. Even brighten your day and help you through the night. Bring you good music. KBKM and Elation Radio. And here's your host.
Y'all. Hey, listen, I'm glad that you chose to check us out on today. This is the Loretta Petit Show, Women Winning at Life from Ministry to Marketplace. You know, if I could just touch a heart, I could brighten a day, or if I could change the trajectory of one that's traveling wrong, I'm here for it. Yes, indeed, I am. So listen, to all my sister girls out there, it is still Women's History Month. Let's continue to celebrate our sisters. Maybe sisters from another mother, but we are sisters of the same dad. So be sure to celebrate a sister on today and encourage other sisters to let them know that you are powerful. Let them know that they are strong. Encourage them that they can do whatever they put their minds to do. I want to talk about that a little bit in just a moment. But first, let us pray. Father, we come to thank you. We bless your name. We honor you. And dear God, we give your name all of the praise, for you alone are worthy. Father, we thank you for this blessed opportunity to come before your people on today and to lift your name, to edify somebody along the way. We thank you, Lord. We give you praise. It is in the name of Jesus we say hallelujah and amen. Once again, my name is Loretta Petit. It is my pleasure to share with you. We love honoring our Father God, edifying his people. That's what it's all about, really, for me on this journey. And I want to give a shout-out to my awesome producer, Ms. Kimmy Kim. Thank you, Kimmy, for being who you are. And she is a giant in the Lord. So as we talk about Women's History Month, we're talking about all the wonderful developments that have come from ages past up until now. Through the hands and the minds of women. But many times these things were overshadowed and were covered by men later, and their names were put on the origination list, if you get my drift. But in any event, we have always been instrumental in bringing about positive change in one way or another. So we know that this year's theme for Women's History Month is to support and, of course, to celebrate women who advocate for equity, they advocate for inclusion, and they advocate for diversity. All right, equity. I think the theme is equity, diversity, and inclusion. So we celebrate women who have a mindset to not always separate. You know, use the vision. If you're thinking math, thinking on a path of math, not using division, but rather using multiplication. Yes, to be inclusive rather than to be exclusive, right? Yeah. So that's what the theme for this month is all about. And I just want to give a shout out to women like my producer, like Kimmy Kim. I want to thank God for you and for your gifts and talents that you give to the Lord so that he can do marvelous things through you. Because you are strong, you are capable, and you're worthy of success. That was written, somebody loved it, and it continued it on, and it shows up in our online weather, and it's listed as unknown. So someone who wrote this, they didn't bring it to the forefront to get it published in their name or anything, but somewhere along the line, they said somebody picked it up, they loved it, and they listed it, and it's listed under unknown. So keep that in mind. So let's look at the Word of God. There are women all through the Bible that were so meaningful in what they did. Want to go to the Old Testament now and look at the story of Deborah. The story of Deborah. I don't know her whole story by heart. But I can tell you, she was a woman who was, number one, she was approachable. Somebody say approachable. Write that down. She was up, so they approached her. And they asked Deborah what they wanted, like what they needed to do, and so forth and so on. She was an approachable woman. There are a lot of powerful women, but they're not approachable. And because they like to carry on long conversations with people, they believe, okay, well, I'm approachable, but not necessarily. You're approachable when you want to talk, or when other people want to approach you to talk about their issues. Are you approachable? That is the question. Are you approachable? Right. It's very important that people could approach you and say to you, you know, your slip is hanging, or you need to have a lap scarf on. You're sitting in the front row of the church or whatever. They just have to come to your aid, to your rescue, and you don't even know you need them. But they're afraid to because you're not approachable. So in our demeanor, to soften our speech so that we can be approachable. We all need to be approachable. People need to feel that they can come and talk to us without cutting our heads off, right? So we want to come and we want to talk to you, whomever the you is. We want to be able to share with you. And if you're really, really, really compassionate and empathetic, we will share deep things with you because we need someone to help us to carry this load. So we all have our cross to bear. But sometimes we need a little help. We need a little help every now and then, every now and then. So will you help your sister? Are you a sister's helper? Are you a sister's helper? Do you say, okay, I see what my sister is going through now. Let me help her. So that's what the devil in the Bible, in the book of Judges, chapter number 5. She was not only approachable, but Deborah was also wise. She was a wise woman. Where did she get her wisdom? From God. She was a wise woman. That's why she was considered a judge. She was considered a judge because she was a wise woman, where she would be able to dissect the problem. But instead of dwelling on the problem, I believe that she was offering solutions. She was a wise woman. So we want to keep in mind wisdom is key. The Bible says, if any of you lack wisdom, I will freely give it to you. So God gives us wisdom when we sincerely go to him and ask him to pour into us this wisdom to be able to maneuver through life, that we can also be able to help others who are struggling in life. People do struggle. And if you're overcome, if you've overcome most of your struggles, praise the Lord. But people are still struggling, and we need to be empathetic. We need to be sympathetic. We need to be helpful, really. Anybody could say or type in on social media, praying for you. I hope everything works out well, praying for you. But what about the one that says, you know what, I know things are rough. I wish you cash out, baby. You know, what about that? What about the one who said, listen, I cooked the meanest red beans you ever want to taste. I'm going to make some for you. I'm going to make those red beans, put some of that good old meat in it, and I'm going to help you through this struggle right here. So I'll have some more food for you by Friday. Yeah, that's how we really help each other. And if we're not careful, that kind of love and kindness and neighborly living is going away. It is slipping through our very fingers. It's slipping away. We want to be able to be like Christ. Jesus had a heart for the people. Now, we can't walk around and say, you're healed, you're healed, you get a healing, you get a healing, you get a healing. No, we may not be able to do that. That's not me. Maybe that's not what we're called to do. But maybe the Lord said, you're called to meet that physical need. You're called to get that bag of groceries. You're called to cut that grass. You're called to buy that child an upper part of the suit. And then somebody else come along and you're called to crown that child, lower part of the suit. And now we know who the suitors are, who the leaders are, rather. We know who the helpers are. We know who the neighbors are. So the Lord wants us to be like Christ and to reach out and to meet those needs where we can. Not to cut off our nose to spite our face. Oops, what does that mean? It doesn't mean to take money out of your household when your bills are overdue to help somebody else. No, that's crazy. That's ludicrous. That's not what I'm saying at all. But what I am saying is when you realize you have met your bills, you realize, oh, that's paid for the month. But my sister next door is struggling and she's suffering and she's trying, but just nothing's happening for her. Go back into that little piggy bank or that under that mattress or wherever you keep the money and say, you know what? I'm going to help y'all out. So women, we talk about standing strong for equity. That's a way for equity. Share the wealth. Be a blessing. Be a blessing, but also teach so that we can all enjoy equity. Teach on how to budget your money. Teach on how to save money. Teach on how to manage money. That is a good way to help our sisterhood with equity. And then when something else rolls around to that brother and say, yeah, I can do this. We can do this together. Let us do this. Let's look out for the widows. The Bible tells us that. Let's look out for the single parents. Let's look out for them. If you're talented with the children, help with the kids sometimes. But anyway, I'm not going to dwell more on that. Let's look at women that we're celebrating who are women of inclusion. We want to include everybody, everybody. You know, it doesn't matter what your race is, what your gender is. If you need help, we need to be able to help. I can't say that I'm going to always like a person's lifestyle. Oh, y'all don't like mine. I mean, I'm sure. I'm not going to always like your lifestyle. I'm not going to always agree with your lifestyle. You may not always agree with mine, but guess what? At the end of the day, we're all human. All of us. When we cut, we bleed. So, you know, let's just be about the weed is going to grow with the tear. He's going to be God in the midst of it. He's going to decide. He's going to be the awesome gardener. He's going to decide what he's going to pluck up, what he's going to allow to remain. But at the end of the day, we're all human. So, you know, we're celebrating women of equity, who advocate rather for equity, who advocate for diversity, who advocate for inclusion. Yes, we want to do that. Diversity. I have been put in a situation this year where I am surrounded by those who are Muslim, those who maybe pray to me, those who may not have any inkling of who God is. They're alien. They think church is some kind of alien or alienated situation. But anyway, so I have all these people around me, and I share my truth. I share my God. I talk about it. So I know these are people's children, and they care about what their children may hear, whatever. But I feel like I'm still an individual, and I can just share with my, you know, what I believe to be true, what I believe can be helpful in the end, what I believe to be helpful in the interim, as I serve the true and the living God, Jehovah, aka Jesus, when we want to call on it. So. I share my truth. I share my God. I share my spirituality. But I don't dunk their heads in it and say, you got to believe like I believe. Nope. We're diverse. We're different. And if they want to share about what they believe, I know many of those young people don't know what they believe. They believe, I guess, what's happening around them. But they ask questions. What do you think about this? What do you think about that? And my first thought is, what would their parents say? So then I say, you know what? Maybe you need to ask your mom that. Maybe you need to take that home and ask your dad. But, you know, in the interim, we're diverse. We're different. I love the little girls with their heads wrapped. They're Muslim. I love them. They're well-mannered. They're smart. I don't have an ounce of trouble out these girls. Whenever I'm trying to do something, even when I was decorating my door for Christmas, these Muslim girls came to help me. I'm like, do you celebrate Christmas? No. Well, you know, this is about Christ. Yeah, we know. So I want us to understand that people are people. Let's love the people. We don't have to love the spirit they carry. We don't have to love the lifestyle everybody leads. I might have an adulteress on one side. I might have a mixed gender on the other side. I mean, I need to treat them all with godly love. You know, I don't have to go to the movies with them, sit there and eat popcorn or go out and have coffee with them. You know, I don't have to do that, but I do need to treat them as if they're human. So I celebrate the women who celebrate and advocate for this equity, for this inclusion, and for diversity. We're different. And when I came up, they said, you know, differences is what makes the world go round. Yeah, so thank the Lord for everybody. We thank the Lord for all of them. So the theme for Women's Month is celebrating women who advocate for equity, inclusion, and diversity. So that's what we do. And that's more Christ-like than saying, we're better than you. Even though when I was coming up, I didn't come up in church, I used to hear people saying, yeah, well, this is the best religion. This is the best religion. This is the best religion. I'm like, how do they know what's the best? Because, you know, I'm immature. I don't know. How do they know which one is the best? You know, but I came to find out later in life, people can say what they want. They can say, we're the number one church on this block. We're the number one church in this community. They can say whatever. It don't mean it's so. It just simply means that that's what they call themselves. So we have to be mindful to be like Christ. What is the heart of Christ? What is the heart of Christ? So my sisters, let me just say this to you too. I know we always say you can be what you want to be, and I said it earlier, we can do what we want to do. But if we don't put a pen to that paper, or we don't pick up that cell phone and dial a number, talk to somebody on the other end that's in a position to help us, it's not going to just fall through the sky. It's not going to just happen. We've got to make things happen. We've got to make things happen. We've got to go on those auditions. We've got to clean up our resume. Pay somebody to help you if you need to. You know, we've got to go ahead on and enter into those contests. We've got to fill out those scholarship forms. We've got to do something. And on Sunday, I heard my bishop preach, I will if you will. I loved it. Because God always says to us, this is what I have for you. This is what I have for you. This is what I want to do for you. This is what I promise. But it's always an activation on our part. I will if you will. God says, if you will keep my commandments. He says, if you will keep your mind stayed on me. He said, if you will delight yourself in the Lord. And all those, if you will, God says, then I will do this, and I will do that, and I will do the other. So I will, if you will, love, 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 loved that message. So sister girls, everywhere, and I'm included, because sometimes I get lackadaisical, get too comfortable, and I'm like, wait a minute, what am I dreaming today? Am I working on my goal today? What else am I allowing to mess up by not getting to it today? So understand that it's not just going to happen. We've got to make these goals and these dreams and these visions happen. We've got to do something. God is willing to bless us, but he will if you will. He will if I will. We've got to know what the Word of God says and to be about it, about it. When we're about it, then we can start to sit at home and wait for those letters to come in the mail, wait for those emails to be sent back to us, wait for those scholarship phone calls to come, whatever the case may be. But we must first put one foot in front of the other. We have got to get the ball rolling. We've got to get the wheel to spinning. We've got to get it out there. Get ourselves out there. You know, we've got to get it done. So blessings, blessings, and more blessings to you, the women of the world, women of the household, the faith especially. We are amazing. We're amazing individually, and we are much more amazing together. So if you're not of the household, the faith, which you're listening to this podcast, know that God loves you with a real love, a true love, an undying love. He wants you saved. He wants you to accept his only begotten son as Savior. He wants you to renounce that old life. He wants you to repent, and he wants you to come into the fold. Thank you, Jesus. So if that is you, accept him today. See, listen, tomorrow's not promised to you. If you get it, it's a blessing. It's a gift. But it's not promised to you. So right now, accept Christ as your Savior. It's simple. He will guide you through the rest, little by little. He will help you to understand that he is a sovereign God. He will help you to understand that there's nothing that you've ever been through, that you've ever experienced or done, that's going to shock him. Nothing. He wants you saved, and so do I. I pray that God blesses your heart today and that he gives you opportunity after opportunity. But all things, if it comes through the Lord, praise the Lord. All right, I hope it sunk in for you. I hope it did. And I hope you continue to celebrate. This is getting to the end of the month. We are going right into Good Friday tomorrow. And, of course, you know, Good Friday is when the Lord Jesus gave up the ghost. The Bible says, no man takes my life, Jesus said, but I lay it down. He said, Father, into thine hands I commend my spirit. I commit my spirit. So he gave up the ghost for who? For you. He gave up the ghost for me. Good Friday is coming. And all around the nation, I think, you're going to find the last seven sayings of Christ. I did it 1 year. I didn't do it this year. I feel bad about that. I should have. But my head is in books, papers that are written. I'm constantly in study mode. So all my extras that I enjoy doing to empower, enlighten people, I don't get a chance. But yes, I would love, love, love to continue that last seven sayings of Jesus Christ. People get saved off of that. People get encouraged, inspired to walk straight, walk right. So on that note, if you want to reach out to me, you can. I've been trying to clean up that email. I know some of those things pop back. But keep LorettaReviews@gmail.com. LorettaReviews@gmail.com. I love you guys with the love of the Lord. Happy Resurrection Sunday in advance. It's coming Good Friday, then Holy Saturday and Easter Sunday, or Easter Saturday and Easter Sunday. Because right today we call this a Holy Thursday. This is a Holy Thursday. Going right into Good Friday. May God bless you. I hope that I covered something that may have been of interest to you. I pray that you are inspired. It's important because, as I said, I'm going to close this open. If I could touch a heart, if I could bring joy to brighten the day, or if I could change the trajectory of somebody's life that's heading wrong, I'm here for it. My name's Loretta Petit. This has been the Loretta Petit Show, Women Winning at Life from Ministry to Marketplace. Until next time, may God bless you real, real good. Bye for now.